Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Your World Today. My name is Faisal Patel. Indeed, it is the Sana call-in program. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. If you do have a query, Mulana Ridwan Veit will be entertaining some of those questions. Now, let's take the time to welcome Mulana Veit on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana. Jazakallah for your time on Your World Today. Hope you had a good weekend and good rest. Assalamu alaikum. Well, we don't seem to have Mulana. We're going to try to get him on the line again. So let's, while we're waiting for that, get your questions ready. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can also SMS on 072-786-1548, or if you prefer, on SMS on 48855, and we can get those questions through. Let's welcome Mulana. We understand we have him on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Oh, okay, I thought I was the one that was supposed to be hiding away, not you, Mulana. But let's jump straight into it. A WhatsApp coming through, Mulana. Somebody asking, are all tuck biscuits halal?
We approve the non-meat variants. There's no problem with that. It's all the neutral flavors, like the original, the paprika, those are fine.
Okay, Brother Ziad, have you got any calls? We've got a couple of calls coming, but before we take the calls, we've seen that a lot of people have been asking me on social media and asked me to pose this question to you. Burger King is now opened in Indonesia. I think it's somewhere behind the Trade Route Mall. Is it halal or not?
Unfortunately, we don't have any details on Burger King. We had requested information, but nothing came through. And we don't have an association with that franchise. Therefore, to monitor individual stores, unfortunately, is not possible. And in the absence of information, we really can't advise on the status of that particular establishment.
Okay. Let's take the first caller. We have one caller in line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, sister.
I'd like to know if Caltrate Plus is halal.
Caltrate Plus, you need to look for the one that's suitable for vegetarians. Those ones are fine.
Okay, because it doesn't say suitable for vegetables. Vegetarian.
Then it possibly would contain gelatin in that particular one.
Okay, Sakla, Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana Veit, on the WhatsApp, that question I asked earlier about the tuck biscuits, the person has just responded saying the tuck biscuits cheese flavor, are they halal?
Yes, they are halal.
Okay, so for the person that said in the WhatsApp, the tuck biscuits cheese flavor is halal. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji, brother.
When we find out if we're allowed to use calcite products.
Sorry, which product?
Calcite.
The vital capsules all have gelatin, so those are not approved by us.
Not approved. Okay, Shirakla.
With regards to while we're waiting for other callers, with regards to these restaurants, I mean, I know it's very, very difficult, and we spoke last year at length about sometimes going through to restaurants that are non-halal or non-halal certified, and people say, nah, never mind, you know what, listen, I'm just going to eat fish anyway. Maybe Mulana can just touch briefly again what we discussed last year, that it doesn't matter whether you go to a restaurant and eat fish, because there is a place for contamination.
Exactly, yes, indeed. It is common where people would be under the assumption that eating simply fish at a restaurant that is not halal certified or is not Muslim owned is okay. There are several problems with that. Firstly, a lot of these restaurants that may be serving fish or seafood, or in addition to meat, they have seafood items on the menu, many of them sell alcohol. Now, for a Muslim to be patronizing...
Well, we're just going to have to hold it there. We're getting a number of callers, so just hold that thought. Let's first take one WhatsApp message that has come through. It said, is it permissible to use Nativa Prostate Complex and Nativa Multivite for men complex?
Okay, I'm not too sure about the specific product from Nativa. To request the consumer to please give us a call on our helpline, 0861-786-111. And we'll check our database and advise if we have any information on that on those particular products.
All right. So if the listener is tuned in to Radio Islam this evening, please do call the Sana Helpline. Inshallah, they will assist you with your query with regards to the Nativa products. Let's take a caller. We do have a few callers online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister.
I actually wanted to know whether chicken. Rainbow chicken is halal for any person to eat.
Rainbow chicken, yes, any person can eat that. It is halal.
It's halal.
Gee, the rainbow processed products we don't certify, but as far as the chicken are concerned, there's no problem at all with that.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Malala, before we take another call, SMS coming in asking, are bakeries that use Aries products halal to purchase from?
That use Aries products.
Yeah.
If you talk about the Aries bakery, that is certified by Senha, but I'm not sure which Aries they're talking about. Maybe they would need to call us and give us specific details of exactly what they're mentioning. Sometimes one ingredient may come from a restaurant, an establishment that's certified. It would not necessarily make the entire facility halal.
All right. Another SMS coming through says, Salam, Brother Faisal, is tennis biscuits by bakers halal? Which biscuits are halal?
Tennis biscuits is halal, yes.
Okay, so for the listener that sent the SMS, tennis biscuits is halal. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, is the sea harvest crumbed fish halal? And which fish fingers are halal?
Fish fingers that are halal would be the IMJ fish fingers and the first part of the query, question, Faisal?
Let me just double check it, Molana. This SMS, we normally have problems with this. But the person is asking, is the sea harvest crumbed fish halal? And which fish fingers are halal?
Okay, the sea harvest, unfortunately, that we don't have any details on any of their products except the plain hake, that would be fine. But when it comes to crumb products and that from sea harvest, we don't have details. Yeah, the high-end ones are fine.
Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Gee, sister.
I would ask them the Sears biscuits halal.
Sorry, what biscuit?
The Sears. S-P-H-E-R-E-S.
Spears biscuits. I'm not familiar with that particular product. We would have to check further on that, investigate and evaluate further on that. So if you can maybe call our offices and give us the details, and check on that.
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we it's just gone 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. We are taking your calls on the Sana program. Please do call in. You can send a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, or if you prefer, SMS on 48855. Another WhatsApp coming through saying, Assalamu alaikum, which flavors of Mentos sweets are halal?
Mentos, it would be easier to say which ones are not halal. As far as sweets are concerned, there are a few variants that are not halal. They contain carmine, namely the strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, the sour variants, the rainbow rolls, and the cinnamon. Those are not halal. Besides that, flavors like the mint, the fruit, those are halal.
Okay. Another WhatsApp coming through, say, Assalamu alaikum. Is parmalat and lancewood processed cheese slices halal?
Parmalat processed cheese slices are halal. Lancewood, however, no, they are not certified by Senha. In fact, they are not halal. They are those are imported products. They contain beef ingredients, so obviously from non-halal sources. And therefore, those will not carry the Senha logo. So we should be mindful when it comes to lancewood. The lancewood cheeses that have the Senha logo, only those are certified by Senha. You do have quite a few lancewood cheese products that are imported. those will not carry the San Halal, those are not certified.
Okay, a text message coming through, Molana, somebody asking, can we use roll-on and foot cream that contain urea?
Urea generally in cosmetics and foot creams are fine. They've been found to always be synthetically produced, so there is no problem with the urea in a foot cream.
And then another question on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are the Maggi noodles halal?
Yes, Maggi noodles made in South Africa. Those are certified by Centre.
And then the same person sending a question, Molana. Is chicken leekan also halal?
Chicken leekan, unfortunately, we don't have any details on that, so we can't really advise.
All right. Let's take one caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, sir.
G, your question?
Is kitchen halal?
Sorry? Repeat your question, please.
Is kitchen halal?
Skittles, that's another one of them.
GG, Molana will answer your question.
Skittles are not approved by Sanha. They have gelatin and some of them have carmine. So, no, definitely not approved by Sanha.
All right, does that answer your question, brother? Okay. Have we got any more callers on the line? No more callers. No more SMS. Molana, we were talking about those restaurants. You know, sometimes people tend to, you know, think that it doesn't matter whether you eat fish or not at a restaurant. It doesn't matter but there is some sort of contamination. Maybe Molana can briefly just describe the contamination that comes in if it's a non-certified or halal restaurant.
Yes, definitely there would be the fear of contamination if non-halal meat items or non-halal ingredients are used, then generally the preparation areas are the same. There's no dedicated equipment for this and that. So it makes it very difficult. And contamination in a restaurant industry, in a restaurant setup is very, very, very possible. Anyone who has been to the back and to the kitchen area would be familiar with the risks involved as far as contamination is concerned. So yes, maybe the item is fish, but contamination is definitely possible. And there are a few other concerns that we have when it comes to restaurants that people frequent that are not certified under the notion that it's just fish.
Of course,
there are other concerns, yes.
SMS coming through, Molana, saying, are biscuits made by Cape Cookies halal?
Cape Cookies, we've queried from them many times, but till now we have not received any details, so we can't really advise them.
All right, so to the person that sent in the SMS, you heard, Molana, that they've queried many times and they haven't received any feedback. We've got one caller online. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. How are you?
Jee, brother, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. I just want to ask Molana, there's this brand of chocolate or sweets or snacks or something that's out. It's called Barni, B-A-R-N-I. I think it's made by Mondelez, and I see it's made in Saudi Arabia. I just want to find out if it's halal.
Yes, we have queried that, and alhamdulillah, we have received the information. There's no problem with it. It's halal.
Okay. Jazakallah. So it's all that brand, anything in that brand?
The Barni one, yes. It's fine.
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Molana, another WhatsApp coming through saying, is wheat beaks halal?
Wheat beaks, no problem with that. It is halal.
Okay, so wheat beaks is halal as well. But, you know, while we're getting and while we're waiting for the callers, you know, there's a lot of foreign or international restaurants that are coming into the country. And, you know, what precautions should people take when visiting such restaurants?
If a restaurant is not halal certified, or if you aren't familiar with the credentials of the halal certifying body, then we should be very cautious, because it, after all, is a requirement as far as a Muslim is concerned to eat halal. Where there are no checks and balances and just claims that something is halal, we should be very circumspect. There's a lot that goes on in a restaurant, and you know, terms like it's halal friendly, etc., those don't carry any weight in Sharia, any weight in terms of our halal requirements, because purchasing meat from my Muslim butchery does not make the establishment halal.
Of course.
And a lot of times the foreign restaurants that come in use products that come in from a central source, perhaps in Europe, perhaps in the United States, or other countries. So the entire chain buys from one source. So even though it's located in South Africa, a lot of the products and ingredients come from other countries, and that makes it complicated. So, you know, be very careful when frequenting such places. It's always better to look for the certification of a reputable halal body.
All right. Well, WhatsApp coming through, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this properly. The person says the spelling is horrible. Chateau Ghetto Cakes? Did I pronounce it correctly?
You pronounce it correctly, yes. Chateau Ghetto. We certify the Chateau Ghetto factory that is based in KwaZulu-Natal. We certify the factory, and products from that factory will carry the Senha logo. We must, however, remember that Chateau Ghetto have patisseries throughout Gauteng and KZN, and I'm not sure if other regions. When it comes to the patisseries, we don't certify that. Those are independent stores, free from the certification of the factory. However, if at the patisserie there are cakes that come from the Chateau Ghetto head office, from their factory, and they bear the Senha logo, there's no problem in purchasing it from such outlets. However, products made at the patisseries, we can give no guarantee because we do not certify that.
All right. WhatsApp coming through, Malana, saying Salams is Clover Yogurt and Danone Yogurt Halal. They are now two different companies.
Jay, they've been two different companies for many, many years now. I think the confusion is that Clover have now reintroduced yogurt brands, whereas for a while they stopped manufacturing, and that was done by other people. They bought over a few companies. I think Dairy Bell was bought over, and Clover have started manufacturing under their own name. A certain yogurt. Yes, the Clover yogurt, as far as we have information, those are halal. As far as the Nutriday or Danone are concerned, we have approved the low-fat flavored smooth variant only, the 100 mils, none of the, and the Nutriday zero, but nothing else.
All right. Another WhatsApp coming through Manana. It says, Salam Manana, why doesn't Cadbury have a halal stamp, number one? And number two, the same person is asking a question, and I also want to find out, is all the new Fentas halal?
All the Fentas are fine. There's no problem with the Fentas. As far as Cadbury is concerned, yes, it is something that unfortunately has been procrastinating, the lack of the halal logo or the appending of the halal logo onto products. Just maybe a brief history of what has happened with Cadbury. Cadbury had applied to Senha for certification. We've done evaluation, visited factories, and we had reached a certain level in terms of the application. However, then Cadbury were bought over by Kraft Foods, and the international brand Kraft, their sweet division called Mondelez, took over the running of the confectionery items, the sweets and the chocolates, etc. The process had to be started. Again, there was a change in management, there was a change in staff, and all the work that had been done thus far, unfortunately, was undone. And as it stands, unfortunately, there has been no movement, there's been no progress on the certification of Mondelez, of Cadbury South Africa. What we can advise consumers, based on the information that we have and the inspections that we have conducted, Cadbury chocolates made in South Africa, those are halal. Now, because it is now an international company bought over by Kraft, a lot of the products and chocolates that were made in South Africa, for example, like the Crunchy, that is now being made in Poland and no longer in South Africa. It's only sold in South Africa. On those products, we don't have any information and we can't really guide.
All right. Well, we've got two more callers. Let's just take one first one first. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jesus.
I just want to find out the Magnum in the tubs.
Magnum in the tubs?
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Magnum. Again, we need to just elaborate briefly on the Magnum story. As far as Ola is concerned, we certify selected Ola products. Some majority of them are made in South Africa. We do certify them. There are a few variants that are made overseas where we have reputable halal bodies that conduct inspections on our behalf and our team go out. Then those will carry the Senha logo. However, there are certain products that Ola products, and this includes the Magnum tub, which are made at facilities which we do not have any access to, nor any information of the ingredients and the setup. those products will not carry the San Halo Go. When it comes to Ola ice creams, we must emphasize that only Ola ice creams that carry the San Halo Go are certified by us. The particular Magnum ice cream that the consumer is querying about, that is made in Hungary, that is not certified by Senna. Ola Magnum ice cream is made in South Africa, like the normal chocolate bars, the various the ice cream bars, rather, various flavors that are made in South Africa. Those are certified by us, and if you look at the packaging and the wrapper, you will find the Senna logo.
All right. I just got it as written as Rainforest Alliance.
I'm not sure who Rainforest Alliance is, but the tubs are definitely made in Hungary. They're not made here.
Oh, okay.
I hope that answers your question, Sister Chizakala, for the call. Let's take one more caller, and we're going to take the rest of the SMS. It is 7 minutes before the top of the hour. We're taking one last caller, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
G, your question?
I just want to find out about the Kingsley cold drink.
Kingsley cold drinks, we don't have any information on that.
Okay,
exactly. All right, let's take a couple of text messages and we'll conclude the program. Malana, somebody sending a message here. Salams, is Pyman's Pie halal?
Pyman's Pie is another of another manufacturer that we don't have any association with, so we're unable to advise them.
Okay, and then we're just going to take a last few WhatsApps before we do conclude the program. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, is Parmalat yogurt halal?
Pamela's yogurts are not certified by us. They contain gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals.
Okay, then another question on WhatsApp. Is Pom Sticks Crisp, if I pronounce it correctly, Pom Sticks Crisp halal?
Okay, I'm not familiar with that product. We would require further details on it.
Last two questions, Malana, before we do conclude. Are Nesta Vors halal?
Nesta Vors, I'm also not familiar with that product.
Okay, so for those people, maybe Malana, you guys can phone the toll-free line and inshallah Malana can then inquire further. And then finally, Malana, question, the INJ fish are all crumbed. Fish certified by Sana?
The INJ crumbed product made in South Africa, those are halal in Canada.
Okay, one last text message, Malana, before we do let you go, that comes through. Again, the same person, it's the same question. Is Pyman's Pie halal? Anyway, 6 minutes before the top of the hour, I want to say Jazakallah to Malana Ridwan Wade for availing his time and for answering the number of questions. I know, Malana, sometimes it gets frustrating you answering the same questions, but you do, Sana does provide an essential service and obviously puts the consumer and our many listeners at heart, and rest assured that they are consuming halal, inshallah. Jazakallah for your time.
Amin.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. That was Malana Ridwan Bey. Jazakallah for all the people that did call in. Jazakallah for all the SMSs. Inshallah, the Sana program will continue next week, Monday. Remember to get your questions in early so that we don't have to close the lines, because time is of the essence. And we need to sometimes close those lines. So I hope we answered most of the questions, inshallah. And we will continue next week. So before we do conclude this evening's program, we touched on a number of topics today. We spoke about the M1 highway and the congestion. We spoke about racism is alive in South Africa. We spoke about the budget speech. A tweet coming through from a lady called Farida Luki Luki, if I pronounced that properly. And she says, Assalamu alaikum, Faisal. Pensioners were also part of the struggle. 1400 is a pity, Mr. Praveen Gordon, who can live on so little. So she's asking that question. Indeed, how can you survive on 1400? It is absolutely meager, but 1400, a loaf of bread costs like 10 bucks at the moment, yeah? 10 rand, eh? Or 12 rand. Sorry, which century am I living in? A loaf of bread got 12 rand. And if you take that for a week, say 6 days, it's 70 rand a week, 72 rand a week. So, 1400 rand, how do they survive? So, Farida Luki saying that pensioners were also part of the struggle. 1400 is a pity. Mr. Gordon, how can we live on that? Indeed. Let's see what Mr. Gordon has in store on the budget speech, which will be broadcast live on Radio Islam 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Look out for that. We're going to be having an in-depth program, inshallah, analyzing all the financial terms, which I have no clue about, and Ziad, I'm sure you also have no clue about. I don't understand what the fiscus means and all that funny other stuff means. Last time I did accounting is well, I can't even remember when I did accounting. But anyway, inshallah, we will be having experts to unpack all those. What does the budget mean for you and me on the street? How does it affect our taxes? Where does the money come from to set up the budget? I'm sure we have a lot of questions. Inshallah, we will be taking some of those questions online as well. If you've got any questions you need to ask. For those that are smoking, we know the sin taxes are normally increased every year. So some bad news for you guys there. Petrol levy also increases. So some bad news there as well. It's going to be a difficult economic year. Eskom is also asking for a massive increase. The energy regulator, NERSA, is going through those hearings. I don't know what we're going to do, eh? So, let's see what Praveen Gordhan has to say on Tuesday as well. And we understand this whole process of budgets and that sort of stuff. So, just 2 minutes left before the top of the hour. I want to take this opportunity to thank the various listeners and comments that you guys have shared with me on the various media platforms. It's always a pleasure to sit behind the mic and engage with our wonderful listeners who have so much to share with us. Inshallah, Mufti Musaji will be back tomorrow in your company, and we will continue from there. So from myself, Faisal Patel, my engineer for this evening, Brother Ziad Khan, and not forgetting the news bulletin with Maulana Ahmad Wajah, who will be coming at the top of the hour at 8 p.m. And then also our receptionist downstairs, Uncle Hussein, as we normally refer to him. From all of us here at the Radio Islam Studios in Indonesia, Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.